all of the cash that we have received from players in the past 2 years has gone back into reinvestment into the squad, be it through wages, existing players, wages of new players, transfer fees, deal costs. But all of that money has been spent. But you end up with this strange accounting way in the way that it happens in football club accounts, that all of the profit you make on a player gets registered in the year that that sale took place, whereas the cost of reinvesting in a new player is spread over the life of the contract evenly. So you don't get an even spread between what profit you make and what cash you actually have in to spend. And therefore, you'll see large profits, but it's not necessarily a reflection of the cash that sits within the business.
So the net spend that people see on in newspapers and everything, this is the club 16th net spend or bottom, and then the wages, people will go, well, where's all the broadcast money gone? Where's all the Sky money? Where's all that gone? What's the answer to that question?
It goes into the squad. It goes into developing what we do as a football club, our long-term sustainability. You can see that we have, as a business, its underlying profitability of £8 million. And that is there to make sure that we can function as a business, be able to reinvest in the facilities that we have, be able to reinvest in our staff in order to keep the business moving forward. But fundamentally, it's all mostly invested in the football operations of the business.
Okay. So you are carrying this debt that we spoke about last year, which you inherited as a board, as it were. Where are we with that? What is the level of debt that the club are carrying, and why still? Is that all historic?
So we said when we spoke in March, when we put the last set of accounts out, and we brought them out a little earlier this year than we have done in previous years through good governance, etc. And we said that that level of debt was going to increase, and it has done, and it now sits at the year end at £62.1 million. And that is mainly to the shareholder or to institutions that are backed by the shareholder. We are comfortable with that. We have a long-term plan to reduce that. And it's now what we believe is at its peak. And therefore, going forward, that will be seen to be reduced over time. But as you rightly say, it's a result of historical transactions that the club has entered into. And we believe we're at the point where most of these have washed through at this point. So we are in a position to be able to try and reduce that ongoing.
So that's not a figure, and of course, separating debt from turnover, profit, everything else. That's not something fans should worry about.
No. It's not a figure that we as a board want to carry at that level over the long term. As I said, we've got a plan to try and reduce that, but absolutely fans should not worry about that. The majority is to the shareholder, and we want to try and reduce those debts over time, so that isn't a burden on the club.
Does that impact on what you can do with the money you get in, though? Or will it stop impacting that when it goes? Will it free you up to spend more money, potentially?
We all know, if you go back to where the club was 6-7 years ago, it was in financial dire straits, and one of the massive lessons that was learned out of that there must be a balance struck between off-field stability and on-field success. And we never take our eyes off either of those, and therefore we will make sure that the on-field success and the ability to create on-field success, and whatever that success is defined by, is still there, whilst at the same time making sure that the long-term stability of the club is never put at risk.
Mm. Ralph Kruger came out with a great phrase with me a few months ago, and we talked about summer business and what had happened and Schneiderlin and Klein going, and he said, "We know who we are." And I thought it was a really telling phrase about the management of the club. And I thought that's fine, but can you state ambitions to be in Europe and still have to lag behind the big clubs who are all competing in it with far bigger bases and far bigger financial clout than you have?
We have aspirations of a club that we want to play in Europe. Of course, we went out of Europe this year earlier than we wanted to, but the whole focus of the club is now how do we get back there? We believe it can be achieved. We said many times it can be achieved, and that is our aspiration. Our aspiration is to finish as high as we can in the Premier League, to play European football on a regular basis, and that's what we want to achieve over the next 4 or 5 years.
And that can be done, as far as your strategy is concerned. That can be done, and you can punch above your weight, as it were.
We believe so. It's sport. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
That's the world of sport. You wouldn't want to sit here and predict that this will or this won't happen, but we absolutely have that aspiration to try and make it happen. And everyone here is focused every day of doing everything they can to try and make that happen.
Now, your revenue's increased, your commercial revenue continues to grow year on year as well. Against that, you've had to obviously take a bit of a hit with the wages to turnover, and your group wages to turnover, not just player wages, and the costs. So how is that, from your point of view, is that something that's expected, in control, or what is it?
There's two aspects of that, Adam. Firstly, the underlying wages have grown from 55.2 million last year as a total group to just over 62 this year. And the majority of that is player wage, and that demonstrates the comment I was making earlier that it hasn't just gone into transfer fees and deal costs. There has been a significant investment in wages.
Well, you've got a stronger squad is what we're saying.
Yes, absolutely. We definitely have a stronger squad, we believe. And you know, there's also been, which is the second part, a one-off hit in the year that actually takes the total wages up to 70.8 million. But there's 8 million of one-off costs in there, which are to do with owners' contracts, one-off payments in order
players
to...
Players leaving, that sort of thing.
Those sort of things. I'm not going to go into the individual amounts and who they are, but you know, there's an amount there in order to cancel contracts, to bring some future contracts into this year, in order to try and clean up the accounts and take the hit in 1 year.
Just finally then, we've got the level of debt you obviously are happy with, the squad is stronger, you're confident with the profitability base of the business. Where does the owner sit in all this? And I have to ask you this, because she's obviously, part of that debt is money she's lent the club. When the TV money goes up, could she not just rightly take some money out for herself? I mean, how does it work? Has she done that, or is it still sitting there, is that debt?
I think the answer lies in the historical past behaviour. You know, that as you can see, there's been over £80 million for sales in the past 2 years, and I've just described to you all of that has been reinvested. So I think that gives you the answer that you're looking for. As I said earlier, we are looking to reduce that debt over a period of time so that the club isn't exposed. But that isn't about the owner looking to extract money out in order for the sake of extracting money out. It's about us as a board of directors saying we don't want that exposure as a business to our owner going forward.